Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we take a look back at a very scary 2021 in the cybersecurity world as we're joined by Jim Chalmers and Greg DeLemans of Kaspersky Canada. Chalmers, you well know, was a frequent guest of the podcast and is the channel leader for Kaspersky in Canada, while DeLemans represents the more technical side of things as enterprise account manager for Kaspersky Canada. And don't worry, we don't just dwell on what was last year, we also talk about what to expect this year. DeLemans and Chalmers walk us through the biggest trends we saw during 2021, including the continued focus on ransomware, even on smaller customers. We also discuss the increasingly important balance between preventing breaches in the first place and detecting them quickly once they're in place to minimize damages. We also tackle the ongoing and accelerating challenge of finding and keeping the right security staff, why Chalmers thinks the drive for greater security is going to lead to a lot of solution provider M&A this year, and the importance of comprehensive cybersecurity awareness training for customers. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Jim Chalmers and Greg DeLemans. Greg, Jim, thanks for joining us.
Nice to talk to you again, Robert. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Rob.
I feel like it's a misnomer to say it's been an understatement, a redundancy to say it's been an interesting year in cybersecurity, because when in the last decade hasn't it been an interesting year in cybersecurity? But with the forces of change that were thrust upon us over the last 2 years, as well as some of the very high profile security incidents that we saw, it has been an interesting year in security. And maybe to throw it open, can you maybe share a little bit of what you guys saw as kind of the big issues of 2021, the big customer cares about, those kind of things?
Yeah, Rob, I can probably kick it off and then send it over to Jim. But I think some of the trends that we've seen, obviously, in 2021, and I think this will carry over, no doubt, into 2022, is ransomware. Right? We're seeing that in a lot of organizations, small to medium businesses, all the way up to large and small enterprise as well. And whether that comes into their network via phishing, some type of social engineering attack, or some other method across the firewall through the endpoint, whatever the case might be. This is causing a lot of grief within organizations of all sizes. And there's sort of different ways to broach it, which we can talk about in a little bit, but I think that's going to be the focus for 2022 as much as it has been in 2021.
It's something that's been, I think, an issue for certainly for a few years now. Is it a matter of sort of the scale or scope of attacks, the awareness thereof, a combination of all that and more that's kind of making it the continuing defining trend of the industry, as it were?
Yeah, I think it comes down to being a targeted attack. So in the past, we used a lot of preventionary methods against such, the flyby malware and things of that nature. And those are still very valuable and, is a big part of our business at Kaspersky, obviously, in the antivirus side of the house. But if a bad actor is actually, targeting your specific business, it's going to be a lot more geared towards, tricking your employees and then ultimately getting some type of either ransomware or encryption into your servers and your devices. And that can sit in that environment for a long time, right? To help combat that, you want to lower the mean time to detect a threat within your environment. So it's not really a matter of if, it's when that a breach will happen and how quickly you're able to clean it up. So we're not necessarily pivoting from prevention, as it's still important, but these more targeted attacks certainly require a team of folks looking over your network 24/7, whether that's in-house or outsourced. And managed with a different set of security tools.
All right. You mentioned that layering kind of approach of detection along with the more traditional sort of prevention layer. Certainly something the industry is right there on, I would say, but how are customers doing in terms of the awareness of that need and the willingness, aptitude, skill set to meet that challenge and add that layer of security? And I'm wondering, especially as you get into kind of the long tail of smaller organizations that a lot of channel partners serve. How that awareness and how that willingness to invest and to build there is appearing in the market.
Yeah, I don't want to steal the spotlight from Jim, but I think that the willingness is there, and I think that a lot of folks are starting to turn the page to a more advanced level of security, right? And they're starting to, if not hire their own security staff and build out their own sort of small operation centers or security teams, they're looking to outsource that and have other companies kind of watch their network 24/7 from a security standpoint. I think in the past, specifically in the, you know, the SMB, the small to medium business space, there were folks doing IT and wearing many hats, right? So they're working on the networking side and they're also working on the security side, right? Which can be quite a tall order. So I think a lot of folks are starting to pivot to building up full-on security teams and adding tools like endpoint detection and response, and things of that nature so that they can actually look in and do some type of analysis of security within, the endpoints and across their network, as opposed to just the IT security the IT only functions that they've typically been accustomed to performing.
Rob, I'll just mention from a strictly partner perspective, I mean, that poses both a challenge and an opportunity for partners, because what we've really seen is customers at a much lower seat level node count in that commercial to SMB space are being targeted the same way enterprise customers are, and they're now looking for some type of enterprise level solutions. And obviously not having their own security teams in place, they're looking for partners in that space to help them. So that's both an opportunity in that, you know, the partners are even in the SMB space are now being seen as valued partners. But now they have to go and actually find the right vendors to team with to deliver those enterprise solutions to those mid-market and small customers.
Yeah. Have you seen any shifts to how partners kind of approach that, the kind of build your own security stack versus going with sort of the singular stack as well as the sort of, I think the true high end of managed security service, managed security services. Remains sort of a rarefied air of the biggest and most specialized in that space. But in terms of sort of the rest of the MSP community, how they're dealing with those challenges that you lay out.
Maybe that's one of the kind of predictions I think we're going to see for 2022 based on what we've seen in 2021, is that we will see partners really have to be able to deliver an end-to-end solution. And there will be no kind of build your own. Customers are looking for kind of one throat to choke. So that MSP, MSSP model is not only here to stay, I think it's going to be ramped up in 2022. It's not a matter of if a customer is breached, it's a matter of when. And at that point, they're going to turn to their partner to be that one throat to choke. And hopefully they have the solutions in place, you know, incident response, et cetera, to really do that. And I think what we'll see in 2022 is partners have to build out their infrastructure through organic growth or through acquisition. We'll see, I think, a lot of acquisition in 2022 in the channel to be able to help customers when that does happen.
Okay. Other thoughts on what we might be seeing in the security space, what we might be thinking about, worrying about, planning defenses against over the course of 2022?
Yeah, I would say another trend that we're seeing, and I mean, this is nothing new, but it'll extend, I would assume, into 2022, would be the shortage of security staff that we have here in Canada and across North America, right? We see, again, we were kind of alluding to it earlier, right? A lot of folks that are in the IT space, IT managers that have been asked to perform security roles, right? Whether that's, looking at logs from a SIM and trying to correlate those, or from the endpoint, things of that nature, and trying to determine if there has been a breach. And that's still an issue, right? And they're looking to their channel partners and to, vendors as well, to help fill that gap for them, right? Because there doesn't seem to be enough security staff out there to fully staff a security team. And that's where, they'll look to these other partners to help fill that gap for them, if not fully take it over, at least supplement their team, with guidance and also with the technology.
Yeah, I can only imagine, as security was a space that, you know, in the before times, pre-pandemic, I'd be at partner conferences and talking to partners and folks about how hard a time they were having staffing those kinds of security positions then. And that was before basically every job became hard to staff. Certainly, I don't think something that's going to abate anytime soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would fully agree. And I think, you know, that there are some programs being built out to start to, you know, to train folks that would have been heading towards the IT roles more towards security, right? And seeing how that's been evolving with ransomware and other threats. I think we're starting to turn a corner, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, we're kind of in the here and now, and we hear about a breach in the news, you know, almost every other day. So these firms are looking to kind of shore up that piece of security as quickly as possible.
And again, Robert, that's opportunity for partners to kind of step in and help customers supplement their security staff or shortage of security staff through managed services or through MDR solutions hosted by vendors like Kaspersky.
Yeah, there's always that opportunity to build and to build on hopefully a white label or multi-labeled kind of approach.
Yes,
to exactly. Build both the partner's brand and the brand of the solution being brought in.
Exactly.
So we touched on ransomware, and that is certainly one of the biggest concerns, biggest trends, biggest ongoing issues in the security space. But what are some of the other areas, the tried and true big attack vectors that you guys are solving for and that customers are worried about? How do you see sort of some of those evolving, mapping, changing?
So I'll just say that, you know, obviously it's still true to this day that the weakest link in the chain is actually the person sitting behind the laptop. And now that we've moved to this kind of hybrid work model, you know, that's even more true today. So what we're seeing is also cybersecurity awareness training become much more important as we move into this kind of firmly entrenched hybrid model where people will work part-time from the office, part-time from home, part-time from Starbucks. So I think that's going to be another trend. That's, you know, it's been always been kind of danced around for the last year as we kind of move to this model. But I think it will be much more important. It'll be more emphasis on cybersecurity awareness training, not only being part of a new hire training, but also being part of an ongoing training. I don't think we've seen that up until this point. I think that'll be something we'll definitely see going forward.
And how do you see partners best being able to take advantage of that and to drive that? And I totally get you. I'm with you on the need that, you know, you need every employee in an organization, especially when in a hybrid workplace, they are potentially having to serve to some degree as their own IT person some of the time in some fashions, for them to have that ongoing update and upgoing reminder of best practices in terms of security. What I'm curious as from a partner's point of view, is this something that partners should be thinking of as an add-on service, or does this, is this something that sort of over time becomes, this is part of my security offering, and if you want to be my managed customer, this is part of what you will get?
So I think it has to be the latter, and I don't think that's the case today. And that comes back to the whole, you know, one throat to choke, et cetera. I think customers are now looking for partners to deliver an end-to-end solution, not just hardware, software applications, but also services baked into that. This is our cybersecurity offering, and it includes cybersecurity awareness training. It includes all of the pieces put together. And I think if partners aren't doing that now, they're going to be forced into it, or they're going to fall by the wayside in 2022.
Thoughts on other modes of attack? You know, obviously something like phishing is a big part of ransomware, but is also something unto itself. And as my spam folder can tell you, is not a dying art.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think Jim covered a lot of this as well, but, you know, folks are seeing emails coming from, you know, their boss, it isn't really their boss, or, you know, someone in finance, something like that, saying, why are X amount of money here? And they don't even really think about it, right? Without that training piece and that evolving, and as Jim mentioned, ongoing training throughout the year, it's impossible for them to stay on top of that. We all know how busy we get in our day-to-day jobs, you know, even me working, you know, in the security space. So if you don't have that ongoing training and the trends to look for within phishing emails or smishing, right? SMS messages, things like that. It may slip your mind, and all it takes is once for a breach to occur, right? So I think it's valuable that folks stay on top of that, at least monthly.
A lot to think about there, as always, in security. I wonder if maybe just to kind of wrap it up, what would you guys say is kind of the one biggest untapped or under-realized opportunity for partners in the security space right now?
So I'll come back to the cybersecurity awareness training, and because it really is not being utilized the way it should be. I think we're still giving it kind of cursory thoughts, but nobody's really pushing cybersecurity awareness training as part of an ongoing solution. It seems buy this, use it for new hires, and they're leaving it there. I think, again, for MSPs, MSSPs, or any partner, that has to become of an ongoing conversation with customers.
All right. And James, what does the experience look like, or what can the experience look like for a solution provider in setting that up for customers? Just curious how much of this is sort of available in a turnkey kind of fashion versus being a service one has to roll on one's own.
So, I think not just in security awareness training, I think in most applications, people are looking for automation, right? So, the last thing any partner wants to do is have to manage, daily a cybersecurity awareness training application. Ours, and there are some other ones that are absolutely automated, roll it out to the customer and really help them manage it up front. And then the automation takes over. I think it would be silly for anybody to try and do a homegrown security awareness platform or anything like that. Right? They should look for automation. And again, as we move to this hybrid model where, again, with 5G, et cetera, things are going to become much more accessible. Automation is going to be one of the keys, and even right up to including in the cybersecurity awareness training platforms.
A lot of ground covered. Gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
There you have it. A look back at cybersecurity trends in 2021, courtesy of Kaspersky Canada's Jim Chalmers and Greg DeLiemens. I'd like to thank Jim and Greg for joining us for the show, thank Kaspersky for their continuing support of the site, and, of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we connect with Toby Nangle, Global Partnerships and Channels Lead for Ottawa-based Field Effect. We'll be talking about the evolving nature of cybersecurity threats and how MSPs can better serve both their businesses and their profit margins through premium managed security services. Between now and then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the show in your podcast engine of choice, and maybe make sure it's your New Year's resolution to leave us a kind review. I've heard 5 stars is a good number of stars. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.